This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're only 25 days in on the new nationalist Trump era. I've had multiple press conferences. Every channel says firestorm. Trump's a Russian agent. Le Pen's a Russian agent. Farage is a Russian agent. You don't want big mega banks raping you and your family. You want to have lower taxes. You want sovereignty. If you don't want 5 million jihadis shipped into your country, 80% of military-age men raping your women in the street, then you're a Russian agent. Well, if that's true, then put the Russians in charge. But, of course, it's not. The Russians have enjoyed 85 years of globalist gang raping. And now they've broken away. So the only truth is, Russia was the trailblazer out of the New World Order. Are they perfect? Hell no. Are we? No. The point is, all over the world, from Brazil to Spain, the people went out from under foreign banks, ripping them off. Paul Watson, let's not toot your horn, but I think our audience of folks should recognize that you probably, undoubtedly, not bragging, it's just true, more than Milo, more than anybody else, more than even myself now, reach more people every week with your videos. I did the math. The New York Times is doing a story on it. I'm going to send them the numbers today. You, my friend, have got about 25 million views a week, every week on average, not to mention your articles on Drudge and everywhere else. So I salute your dedication in 16 years working with me, and the circle is now complete. So when I first met you, I was the master. Now you are the master. Tell us what's coming up.
Well, we're going to talk about this General Flynn thing, of course, Alex, because you mentioned the mainstream media now with the New York Times interviewing you. They're trying to do profile pieces on me. They're trying to co-opt us. And it's because, as it ties into this General Flynn thing, which I don't know if you've mentioned this, but days after Trump won, days after, CNN did a big hit piece about how General Flynn's son was a massive fan of you, listened to your radio show, put hashtag InfoWars in all his tweets, retweeted me. They wrote a whole...
Yeah, they only knew the rest of the story. They'd really be upset, yeah.
Yeah, and that's because his son, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. General Flynn is a patriot. He's anti-New World Order. This is part of the deep state, the military-industrial complex trying to sabotage Trump.
Flynn testified in closed Congress to Walter Jones and everybody about our government was running Al-Qaeda. That's why they hate him. And the guy's a total patriot with balls the size of Nebraska, and they've just destroyed him because they can't have a real man around. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, he was enemy number one. He had a conversation with a Russian ambassador, said, yeah, don't overreact to the Obama administration sanctions based on Russian hacking of the election, which we know was complete BS. No evidence has ever been presented to substantiate that. All he said was, don't overreact. We'll talk about sanctions later on. Didn't even talk about sanctions with them. The whole issue why Trump accepted his resignation was because he didn't tell Pence about it. Now there's speculation that Pence is a little bit more of a neocon, which we know is true.
And now, Pence is now throwing his weight around.
Yeah, and that he wanted to have more of an antagonistic stance towards Russia, whereas Mike Flynn didn't. He wanted to have good relations with Russia. And isn't it ironic, Alex, that the mainstream media is all suddenly concerned about the Logan Act? I mean, they said absolutely nothing whatsoever about it for decades as U.S. politician after U.S. politician violated the Logan Act by attending every Bilderberg meeting. But now it's suddenly this grave breach of the Logan Act. They've suddenly discovered it on Wikipedia, and now they're all concerned about it. Absolutely ridiculous. But I think, you know, the only two errors from the Trump administration were the implementation of the travel ban, which was bodged. That was Reince Priebus' fault. And pressuring General Flynn to resign, because now all these leftists have come out and said they're sniffing blood in the water. Now they're going to go for Bannon, Miller, and the rest of them. So that's what I'm going to get into.
And they always put up photos showing Flynn alone thinking by himself or showing up early to briefings. like oh, look, he's a standalone alpha male. It's bad. It's like the archetype of Donald Trump. It's what they hate. They hate somebody that isn't a pot-bellied pedophile. Paul Watson taking over straight ahead.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Of the Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to get into what's happening in Europe, which of course is a subject I talk about every week because it's never ending with the cultural enrichment that we continue to enjoy off the back of the refugee crisis, as they call it, and the sanctuary cities that have been created throughout Europe in which we witness this cultural enrichment on a regular basis. I'm talking about Malmo in Sweden. I'm talking about Paris in France. We're going to tell you what the sanctuary cities in Europe have been experiencing later on in the show, but I want to set the table for this general Flynn discussion by going to this clip from Charles Krauthammer. Now, this was referenced by Sean Spicer in the official White House press conference, which ended just over an hour ago. And suddenly Charles Krauthammer, who is a columnist and a Fox News contributor, started trending on Twitter, and it was a devastating news scandal that Sean Spicer had quoted Charles Krauthammer's defense of Trump in this Flynn situation because Trump had previously criticized Charles Krauthammer. And for about half an hour, that was the new huge scandal. Of course, Krauthammer's defense of Trump is more credible given that the two don't really like each other. So again, another complete non-controversy. But he set the table by pointing out that basically this is a supposed cover-up, as the media is spinning it, of a crime that never took place. Let's go to this clip.
Let's get more on this first, what some are calling a major personnel crisis for the Trump administration and what it could mean for this president going forward. Syndicated columnist Charles Krauthammer joins me now from Washington. Charles, your thoughts as this is developing late this afternoon.
What strikes me is how bizarre the whole story is. This is a cover-up without a crime. The idea that one should be all aghast because the incoming national security advisor spoke with the Russian ambassador and spoke about sanctions seems to me to be perfectly reasonable. The idea that it was illegal is preposterous. When I hear Nancy Pelosi get all upset about this and how in the grip of the Russians this shows us to be, this is an absurdity. But then you ask yourself, well, then why did he lie about it, even internally in talking to the vice president? And that shows a tremendous lapse of judgment and a sort of a lack of trustworthiness. So the president is faced with a very difficult problem. If he fires him, then it puts in question the president's own judgment, choosing him in the first place, having to fire him within 3 weeks. On the other hand, this is a guy who has been advising him, stuck with him, has appeared to have done the right thing in talking with the Russian ambassador and done a crazy thing in lying about it to Pence. And he's got to decide how it's going to look. Either way, he's going to be hurt. But if he is going to get rid of him, he'd better have somebody of stature waiting in the wings.
Okay, so that was Charles Krauthammer on Fox News last night. Of course, a few hours before it was made official that Trump had accepted General Flynn's resignation. And again, he's making the point, this was a crime without a cover-up. During the transitional period, the National Security Advisor, General Flynn, spoke to a Russian ambassador and basically told him, please don't overreact to the Obama administration sanctions that were applied as a result of the baseless conspiracy theory, which was never proven, that Russia hacked the election. They didn't even talk about any details of sanctions, any measures that would take place under a Trump administration. And yeah, it's the reason that he didn't tell Mike Pence immediately that this conversation took place as to why he got in the hot water and what led to his resignation. Again, as Trump has pointed out, the bigger story here, the far bigger story from an objective perspective, is the fact that the question of who's leaking all this information. We have the NSA spying on the Trump administration, leaking these phone calls to try and sabotage Trump. It's Obama's acting Attorney General, Sally Yates, the one who was fired by Trump. She was responsible for leaking this, and it's all under the guise of, oh, we were just giving the White House a heads up. It was organized from the very beginning by the same deep state military industrial complex, headed up by CIA head John Brennan, headed up by James Clapper. They're the ones behind this. They're the ones who leaked this to the media. They're trying to sabotage, undermine the Trump administration because, again, his election completely devastated them. On one level, it's just sheer butthurt. Again, these people, even months later, cannot fathom that their neocon, warmongering hag, Hillary Clinton, lost and basically made them all irrelevant. They're desperately seeking to regain relevancy. They're desperately seeking to infiltrate the Trump administration. Now they've succeeded in this coup d'etat and they've got rid of General Flynn. And it's being celebrated by the left. That's the other irony that's emerged out of all this. Elements of the CIA, the NSA, the military industrial complex, not all of them because, of course, it's very politicized, but elements of the CIA, the NSA, the military industrial complex, are openly sabotaging Trump. And the left is cheering them on while claiming they're the resistance. We see this hashtag all over Twitter. The resistance. Join the resistance to Trump. This is incredible. We're fighting the establishment. No, you are the establishment. You're literally in bed with the deep state, with the military-industrial complex, with the Hillary neocon alliance. whose foreign policy created ISIS, whose foreign policy created the migrant crisis, whose foreign policy led to all those devastating terror attacks, led to ISIS literally feeding children into meat grinders and feeding them to their own parents, okay? That's what you're a part of. That's the side you're on. That's not the resistance. That's the deep state. That's the establishment. That's the military-industrial complex. But they're all out celebrating this because they think now that they've got Flynn to resign, now that they've forced it, and again, you go back to the golden rule. Never apologize. Never back down. This is mistake number two of the Trump administration so far. Again, mistake number one was the rollout of the travel ban, despite it being completely constitutional, according to the US code. The mistake was in the rollout, because it then gave them the momentum to temporarily overturn it, because it wasn't implemented properly. That was Ryan Priebus's fault. The second mistake is kowtowing to this phony outrage based on this complete non-scandal and pressuring Mike Flynn to resign. And the left is all out cheering this. Again, they're part of the resistance while being literally in bed with the military-industrial complex, but here we go. Mike Cernovich points out in an article on dangerandplay.com what General Flynn's resignation means for America. Tonight, the fake news media launched a tactical nuke on America. The line has been broken. And the media now knows that Trump is far more sensitive to bad press than he seemed to be during the campaign. He goes on to say, few understand the significance of tonight's events, as they don't understand the war being fought. The war isn't Republicans versus Democrats, as they are two puppets of the same master. The war had always been against the media. Consider the source of the media's power. It's you. Again, if you don't kowtow to this phony outrage culture that they created, they have no power whatsoever. He goes on to say, Trump's election showed that a candidate could win even with bad press. Through the power of social media, you could bypass the media, negating its power. And he goes on to show some of the tweets, which are in this article, from leftists, from George Soros bloggers, celebrating this resignation. Oliver Willis tweeted, Michael Flynn resignation shows Trump bleeds, like everyone else, and now there's blood in the water. Rise up, hashtag resist, as they literally side with the deep state establishment. Again, that's a George Soros blogger. See how they're responding to this. David Fromm, top neocon, tweeted, tonight's resignation reminds both why patriots should cherish a free and independent press and why Donald Trump so fears and hates it. So they're all loving this. Listen to what Michael Moore said regarding Flynn's resignation. He's only first to go. One by one, they will drop until the so-called president, again, it's about planting that seed of illegitimacy, until the so-called president is told, you're fired. Up next, Miller and Bannon. That's Michael Moore. So again, they don't see this as an isolated resignation, as an isolated scandal. This is part of the momentum that they're trying to build to delegitimize, undermine, and sabotage the Trump administration, and they're doing it in concert with the military-industrial complex, with the politicized elements of the CIA and the NSA. And on this score, they won. They won this battle. They forced Flynn to resign, and we'll see what happens going forward. There's a big article up on Infowars.com called The Real Reason General Flynn Was Forced to Resign. And again, you can look at the history of this as it relates to the supposed scandal. In 1984, again, if Democrats meet with Russian officials, it's perfectly fine. It's not a scandal. In 1984, Senator Ted Kennedy approached the Soviet government about aid in defeating Ronald Reagan's re-election. He offered them diplomatic and arms control concessions if they would help install Walter Mondale in the White House. Again, the media didn't react in frothing hysteria when that happened. The media didn't give a damn about the Logan Act for the past God knows how many decades, when U.S. politician after U.S. politician, all globalists of course, violated the Logan Act by scheming, conspiring to set the consensus for policy when they attended Bilderberg meetings, a direct violation of the Logan Act. But General Flynn has a brief cursory phone call with a Russian ambassador as the incoming national security advisor, and it's just absolute outrage. Again, didn't he even talk about sanctions? Said, please don't overreact to what the Obama administration has done. Complete fake, contrived scandal yet again. We'll be back to discuss it more on the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
On the Alex Jones Show, before I get back into the news, I want to tell you about the great products at InfoWarsLife.com, because as you know, we're under constant attack by the establishment, by the mainstream media, because of what we represent, which is a truly or authentic news outlet that is not beholden to corporate interests, that is not beholden to Gulf state dictatorships like CNN, that is not beholden to George Soros funding like Black Lives Matter and a plethora of other leftist organizations. We don't rely on carrying the can for anyone. We're not funded by anyone aside from you getting the products. That's why we're completely independent. We're not perfect, but we just go where we think the truth is. And that formula has worked for so many years now, but only because of your support. And now we have at InfoWarsLife.com the new fluoride-free toothpaste. It is Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. It's back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, our best-selling new Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Research across the board indicates that the health of your gums can contribute to the development of heart disease and heart attacks. Not only that, of course, we've seen the studies, study after study, showing that sodium fluoride reduces IQ. It leads to cancer, all these horrible impacts on the body. Why do you think they have a warning on fluoride toothpaste, which tells children not to swallow an amount greater than the size of a pea? This is basically a toxic chemical. If by now you haven't got fluoride-free toothpaste, then you obviously haven't been listening to InfoWars for the past 15 years, because we've been banging on about it from the very start. It's one of the premier ways in which you can regain independent control of your own health, and in doing so, support this network, support our growth, defend us against attacks from the mainstream media, the establishment, which is in bed with the deep state that's now trying to sabotage Donald Trump. So get the new Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, which is back in stock after being sold out for months, at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, by this point, everybody must be using fluoride-free toothpaste, surely, so why not get it from us and support this network? And you can also take advantage of guaranteed delivery on sold-out products. You can also save money with AutoShip at InfoWarsLife.com. When you select AutoShip before checkout, you get 10% off your order and guaranteed delivery on out-of-stock products that are on your auto-ship list. Plus, we give you free shipping on all orders above $50. So again, it saves the hassle of having to go back to the website every time to re-up your order, and you save money in the process. It's the auto-ship option at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, getting back into this Flynn thing before we move on to what's happening in Europe. Of course, before the break, we were talking about the complete non-controversy, the non-scandal that this represents. Of course, it's been seized upon by the anti-Trump hysterical media that is in bed with the deep state, the military-industrial complex that is now trying to sabotage Donald Trump just 3 weeks after his inauguration. There's a big article up on InfoWars.com, the real reason General Flynn was forced to resign. Let's read a segment, and this really encapsulates what I've been talking about. There is currently a scorched earth effort underway to isolate Trump by purging his administration of people who truly believe in Trump's vision of America first, replacing them with compromised Washington insiders and globalists. In other words, refilling the swamp. So Flynn is the first casualty of this so far. They hope that there will be others. Now they're talking about replacing him with David Petraeus, the Bilderberg member. You see the agenda here. This fifth column is comprised of politically partisan black cats within the CIA and the NSA who are still incensed that Hillary Clinton lost. That's right, months after her defeat, they still can't accept it. Know how the controversy first emerged in the Washington Post and was leaked by then acting Attorney General Sally Yates, James Clapper, and John Brennan under the guise of alerting the White House. They're just looking out for Trump there. As the conservative Treehouse notes, the Washington Post is the official leak outlet for the political arm of the CIA, and the most politicized of all agents ever inside the CIA was John Brennan, a black hat extraordinaire. Brennan and his deep state cohorts are heading up a divide-and-conquer strategy to drive wedges between Trump cabinet members while inserting their own people, David Petraeus, to sabotage the administration. This is why leaks designed to undermine Trump keep happening. This is why Trump tweets about it. This is why Sean Spicer got up an hour and a half ago and made the point, why isn't the media asking Who is leaking this information and why? That is a way bigger story than General Mike Flynn having a cursory conversation with the Russian ambassador before he even takes office. That is the big story. We'll talk more about it after the break on the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live on the Alex Jones Show, so finishing off with this General Flynn story. Basically, he was the number one target for the deep state fifth columnists. They want to delegitimize, they want to undermine, they want to sabotage the Trump administration. They're doing it in concert with both the Democratic and Republican establishment, along with the mainstream media. And the agenda is so brazen now that you have this story, which of course was up on George Alex, talked about it. Russian insiders fear Washington establishment will assassinate Trump. Bearing in mind, let's emphasize, this was in Foreign Policy magazine, okay? This isn't some rumor off an internet forum. This isn't the Russian TV host saying this. This is in Foreign Policy magazine, a magazine printed by the Washington Post Company, a magazine edited and run by David Rothkopf, a top globalist, Council on Foreign Relations member, managing director of Kissinger Associates. This is the real deal. And in this article, they say Russian insiders, Kremlin insiders, are concerned basically that they will kill Trump. The Washington establishment will kill Trump. We've seen the entire mainstream media narrative backing that up for over a year now, that Trump's going to be assassinated, and you bet your bottom dollar, if an attempt is made on the president's life, they will celebrate it. They celebrate so-called Nazis getting punched, which is anyone who disagrees with them. They legitimize violence when it's used to shut down Milo Yiannopoulos' speech. They legitimize violent hatred across the board. You had New York Times columnists. You had other mainstream media hacks tweeting Indian Knight of the London Times tweeting, when's the assassination happening? They've built the narrative for this for over a year. Now, Foreign Policy magazine is brazenly saying that Russian Kremlin insiders fear the Washington establishment will assassinate Donald Trump. Again, because they're the fifth column. They're trying to sabotage Trump. They are the military-industrial complex. They are the deep state. Which makes it all the more ridiculous that you have all these leftists calling themselves the resistance when they couldn't be deeper in bed with the actual establishment that has poisoned America for decades, the military-industrial complex. Absolutely astounding delusion on behalf of the left. This is out of Breitbart. As Flynn resigns, Priebus future in doubt as Trump allies circulate list of alternate chief of staff candidates. Now, there is speculation, as Alex has talked about at length, that Reince Priebus is one of these neocon insiders that has infiltrated, or at least is completely incompetent because he was responsible for the rollout of the travel ban, which was a complete disaster, not the policy, but the implementation of it. So now, Breitbart reports many other potential Yateses, in relation to the Obama Attorney General who was fired by Trump, holdovers from the Obama administration who have found their way into spots throughout the Trump administration, away throughout government. One source told Breitbart, quote, they're hiding like sleeper cells everywhere. White House and other government sources say there are as many as 50 of them throughout government, and Priebus has full knowledge of their whereabouts, who they are, and what potential for damage they may cause. So you're talking about at least 50 Obama administration holdouts that have embedded themselves within the Trump administration and are just waiting to leak more information, of course, putting the national security of the country completely at risk. They don't care about that. That's nothing to them because they're hysterical. They hate Trump. They've been driven by Trump derangement syndrome, mass hysteria. 50 embedded sleeper cells, Obama administration holdovers in the Trump administration just waiting to leak more intel that the media can then spin into another massive controversy. So don't think by any stretch of the imagination that this is the end of it. Moving on, Fox News reports, again, this completely exemplifies the supposed feigned neutrality of the mainstream media, complete BS. New York Times reporter apologizes for calling First Lady Melania Trump a hawker. And you will notice that many of their biases tend to slip out in private conversations. Well, the New York Times reporter that referred to First Lady Melania Trump as a hooker has apologized. I want to take ownership of a mistake I made, New York Times features writer Jacob Bernstein said on Twitter. Speaking at a party in what I thought was a personal conversation, I nevertheless made a stupid remark about the First Lady. So basically, this New York Times reporter told the model, whose name I can't pronounce, Emily Ratajkowski, I think it is, told a model at a party that Melania Trump was a hooker. She actually went public with this. Credit to her, because now she probably faces the wrath of the leftist entertainment industry establishment, who are hatefully intolerant people. They're all for diversity until it comes to diversity of thought, which they viciously police and excommunicate people for if they don't go along with the leftist grain. But it was the model, Emily Ratajkowski, who revealed in a tweet Monday that an unidentified New York Times reporter called the First Lady a hooker. So she tweeted that out, and then he had to go out publicly apologize for saying that Melania Trump was a hooker again, exposing the fact that he's a completely biased hack working for the New York Times, some of which still tries to maintain this feigned neutrality when it comes to coverage of Trump, which we all know is a complete dishonest lie. The New York Times also published fake tweets. The New York Times coming out with fake news. Well, imagine my shock. Fake news, fake tweets by Michael Flynn. They came from a fake account, but the New York Times included them in their coverage of his resignation. American Mirror reports, Nancy Pelosi slams Mike Flynn over parody tweets. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi lashed out at former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn today over a series of tweets from a parody Twitter account. So basically a fake Twitter account tweeted out that General Mike Flynn thought it was necessary for him to be the scapegoat for the Trump administration, and that's why he resigned. Nancy Pelosi and all these other Democrats got up in front of a press conference and said that these were real tweets, and then she went into a diatribe about how he's lying, he's not a scapegoat. Again, completely fake tweets, fake account, but Nancy Pelosi gets up and talks about it. New York Times puts it in print, and they just quietly try to move on while lecturing us and everyone else that we're fake news while they're literally printing fake news. So you have that going on. You have, of course, what's happening in Europe, which we can move on to now. Sanctuary cities throughout Europe, which have accepted millions of Muslim migrants. Well, what do you know? They're now erupting into riots, violent attacks on reporters while people chant Allah Akbar. This is what has happened in France, which has the highest Muslim population in Europe. Everywhere that Islamic ghettos exist, you have high crime, you have high rates of sexual assault, you have violence, you have riots, because multiculturalism has failed. It doesn't work. Bringing in huge numbers of people who aren't integrated and don't want to integrate and housing them in these high-rise, hopeless ghettos only leads to violence and unrest. How many times do we need to see it before we reverse this policy? It happened back in 2005 in Paris. It's happening right now. And you can go ahead and roll the clip of these riots as they've been unfolding over the past few nights. The UK Express reports Paris erupts in violence, many streets and no-go zones as five suburbs in flames. Again, I looked into the areas in which this was taking place. It's suburban areas in northern Paris, and what do you know? Population 33% Muslim. Again, just a coincidence. Police in Paris are struggling to cope with the fallout from a plague of riots which have kicked off in the city's northern suburbs. Five large areas have been reduced to no-go areas for the past five nights as masked men cause mayhem on the streets. Now, remember that after the Paris attacks, people were criticized, people were publicly shamed for even claiming that there were Muslim no-go ghetto areas in Paris. That was a conspiracy theory back as little as 18 months ago. Well, look what's happening now. Residents have been on lockdown as armed police try to tackle the rioters, who have caused millions of pounds of damage. Again, they were the thing that sparked this, and it never takes much to spark it, was the alleged mistreatment and rape of a suspect by police. They responded by burning down their own community, by attacking TV reporters, cars set on fire, numerous different districts in Paris affected. And it centers on the horrific police brutality alleged in a housing estate called Rose de Vent, which is known locally as the City of 3000. Again, they build these huge, horrible ghetto towers, which are designed, physically designed to encourage crime, to encourage unrest, to encourage hopelessness, fill them with immigrants from Islamic countries who aren't integrated, have no interest in integrating, and then they act surprised at what happens. These are the fruits of multiculturalism. These are the fruits of sanctuary cities. The article continues. Local residents and police forces have called the continued unrest disgraceful, while the man allegedly assaulted by police, named only as Theo, has pleaded for calm. So even the guy who was allegedly raped by police is telling them to stop. Yves Lafarbe, head of the police union, said, quote, setting a wheelchair van on fire is a disgrace. This has to stop. So again, they attack police, they attack firemen, they attack ambulance workers, they set wheelchair vans on fire. What on earth has that got to do with the mistreatment, alleged mistreatment of one individual? No justification whatsoever. The French government's response to the latest outbreaks of violence is to put 2,600 cameras on police officers to record them out on the job. So France's socialist government is more concerned about police brutality than the fact that Paris is, areas of Paris are literally being burned to the ground right now. But that's the main concern, is documenting what the police are doing. Last night it was claimed, well, it wasn't claimed, I've seen the video, I've heard it, it was claimed rioters shouted Allah Akbar during violent protests in Paris where a car was set on fire. Here again, the areas in which these riots are happening are at least 33% Muslim, probably more in most cases. Front National MP Marion Le Pen, who is the daughter of Marine Le Pen, or the niece, tweeted the amateur video which shows chaotic scenes including clouds and smoke after cars were set on fire and a man yelling Allah Akbar, Arabic, the God is greatest, three times. So each time Paris experiences more of these scenes, more of these cars being torched, police, ambulance workers, firemen, reporters being attacked, in these immigrant suburban areas, the more votes captured by Marine Le Pen. Which is what they're worried about, because several of the other candidates in the French presidential election, which is coming up first round, I believe, at the end of next month, they're all mired in scandal. Le Pen is going to win the first round. Of course, the way it's set up in France, the renegade candidate can never truly capture victory because they all pile in for the establishment candidates in the second round. But again, they're still intensely worried about Marine Le Pen winning the election, which is why George Soros is now funding Google to stop populist Le Pen. This is an article up on Infowars.com by Jerome Corsi. Though largely not reported by the mainstream media, George Soros has invested in Google as it stepped up its fake news campaign designed to depress the vote of anti-globalist Marine Le Pen. Isn't it interesting that fake news only ever benefits candidates who oppose the globalists and who oppose the establishment? Isn't that interesting? Could it be that this fake news scandal has been completely contrived as part of an effort to censor and crush support for those anti-globalist candidates? Gee, I wonder. In every single country in which these anti-globalist candidates are performing well, whether it be Marine Le Pen in France, Geert Wilders in Holland, or any other European country, they cite fake news. They say we need to censor, quote, fake news, because these populists are just getting too successful. Of course, the Stanford University study, which came out a couple of weeks ago, confirmed that fake news had no impact whatsoever on the US presidential election. Completely debunked, done, narrative, dead. Quietly, they just glossed over that article, and still this entire fake news narrative remains part of the mainstream media narrative, even though, provably, manifestly, fake news did not win the election for Donald Trump. Had no impact whatsoever, Stanford University study admits it. But now George Soros is funding this first draft technology company, which again is working with Facebook in France to try and censor content that's pro-Marine Le Pen. She's kicking their ass on the field, so they have to change the rules. They have to cheat to try and cheat her out of potentially becoming the next president of France. And you know, Hillary Clinton basically ran on the platform of having a vagina. She was a woman. Isn't it interesting that, you know, France has never had a female president, so why isn't everybody supporting Marine Le Pen? Because she has a vagina. I mean, that was enough for Hillary Clinton. We were all told we were misogynists and sexist for not supporting her. Why not Marine Le Pen? Oh, different rules apply because she's not a left-wing establishment figure every single time. And so they're trying to crush dissent. They're trying to crush censor support for Marine Le Pen in France as areas of Paris burn to the ground as a result of the migrants that they've imported en masse. And speaking of the same subject, the cultural enrichment of Europe, Swedish electricity company pulls out of multicultural Malmo, citing security risk. An electrical maintenance company has announced it can no longer serve customers in the multicultural Swedish city of Malmo, citing security risks and increasing violence. In a message posted on the company's Facebook page, Hogs EL states that it can no longer operate in Malmo due to skyrocketing violence and shootings. Now, just by coincidence, Malmo has a 43% foreign population. Gee, I wonder if there's some kind of connection between riots, explosions, sexual assaults on a regular basis, complete bedlam, unrest, and the fact that areas of Malmo have 90% Muslim migrant population. I'm sure it's just a complete coincidence. Of course, in an interview with Breitbart, chief superintendent of Malmo, now retired, Torsten Olofsson, explained how mass immigration has turned some areas of Malmo into mini war zones. He said, quote, Malmo is infamous for explosions, yet thankfully nobody has been killed by the explosions yet. Some of them are just used to frighten people. Again, I've got friends who go to Malmo every other month. They describe these exact scenes, just random explosions going off as you walk down the street, just people throwing grenades. Again, this is the fruit that Europe's sanctuary cities, that cultural enrichment has brought us. Of course, now in Sweden, they're starting finally to rebel against that. We have the Swedish Spring, a top cop going public, pointing out the massive crime surge that has resulted as a result of Sweden opening its doors wide open to mass immigration. We'll be back with the final segment of The Alex Jones Show. BreakingNewsInfoWars.com. Stay tuned.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alright guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you.
segment of the Alex Jones Show. Just want to remind you again, we need your support more than ever. We're under attack on a daily basis. The offensive never ends from the establishment, which is why we need your support by getting the products at InfoWarsLife.com. The Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is back in stock. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. That's another thing about this toothpaste. It foams up. It's not weak and watery like a lot of these fluoride-free toothpastes. It actually works, and by getting it, you support this broadcast. It is available for a limited time only. We sold out quickly before. It's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can also get auto-ship. Again, save the hassle of having to constantly go back and reorder your product by selecting the auto-ship option. We'll give you free shipping on all orders above $50 and 10% off your order. Also, guaranteed delivery on out-of-stock products that are on your auto-ship list. That is all available at InfoWarsLife.com. It's more than important than ever to support us by getting the products at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Now, J.K. Rowling, the net worth 1 billion Harry Potter author, continually lectures everybody in the United Kingdom about how we need to take in more refugees. Of course, we already take in net 300,000 immigrants every single year in a tiny island country with a population of about 65 million. But no, that's not enough. We need to take in more. Problem with that is that there's a chronic housing shortage in the United Kingdom. Literally, nobody can afford to buy a house. They have to build hundreds of thousands of new houses every year simply to try and keep up with the demand. And it's not enough. There's a dire housing shortage. So she says we need to take in more refugees, more migrants. Well, that's fine, J.K. Rowling, but you need to put your money where your mouth is. Now, if you look at J.K. Rowling's history, again, net worth $1 billion, she bought a house and then she bulldozed. She flattened the $1 million worth house next door. What did she do? Did she build a migrant center, a little refugee camp on there? No, she did it to extend her garden. Okay, so now Mike Cernovich, who's been on the show, has offered to pay the cost of up to 100 migrants, refugees, the plane cost, so they can travel to the United Kingdom and be housed in J.K. Rowling's many mansions where she has many spare bedrooms. Is she going to take up the offer? Well, I wonder. You know, are people like Gary Lineker, again, a famous TV host, vastly wealthy, continually virtue signals about accepting Syrian refugees, has accepted precisely zero himself. Bob Geldof, vastly wealthy musician, virtue signaled about taking in Syrian refugee families. 2 years later, he's taken in precisely zero. Lily Allen, virtue signals about how the UK must take in more Syrian migrants, children, even though they look literally 40 years old when they arrive, but we're told they're children. She virtue signals about it, calls anyone who disagrees with her a racist. Where does Lily Allen live? Oh, she lives in the Cotswolds, one of the wealthiest, whitest areas of Britain. And it's always the same way. These people never have to deal with the effects of mass immigration themselves. That's always left to the poor working class peasants, while they virtue signal to us from their ivory towers about how we're mean and racist for not allowing in more refugees, while they just sit back and tweet about it. Well, J.K. Rowling, I think it's time that you put your money where your mouth is, that you actually stood up for your principles and accepted housing of Syrian refugees. We're going to have more on that in future, but that's going to wrap it up for the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.